Dunda Vibes.
This is Madora Priya Devidasi reporting live from St. Petersburg, Russia.
I have the opportunity today to greet Annapurna Didi from SoCal, California. Dunda Vibes, Didi.
Dunda Vibes, everyone.
We are so happy to have this opportunity to talk to Annapurna about her service in Russia.
When I first got here, I wanted to try to help in the kitchen. So I went in there and I just started cutting up vegetables, and eventually one of the cooks asked me to make a sabji, so I got to make a sabji, and then I eventually started helping Gopal cook for Srila Gurudev, and so that has been my service every day, pretty much all day, also serving the sannyasis, and I'm extremely happy. I'm tired at the end of the day, but extremely happy with what I get to do, happy with serving the sannyasi, serving everyone that I can, and it's just been an amazing trip. It feels like it just happened. It feels like it's a blink of an eye and it's over. I'm leaving in a couple days and I can't believe it's over. It's been so amazing, and Srila Gurudev is so happy here. He just is showering the devotees at every moment of the day with so much mercy. It's so amazing here.
Can you tell us a little bit about the holy darshan of Srila Gurudev and his singing?
Almost every other afternoon or so, he goes out to the temple room around 4 o'clock or so, and he gives darshan with full force, and then he sings two or three songs. I haven't heard him sing like that in years, with such force and such strength. It's amazing watching him. It's like a completely different world. His voice is so melodious and full.
Yes, indeed. Srila Gurudev is giving so much mercy to the Russian devotees. And obviously feeling stronger with clean air here and cleansing the environment with more and more sankirtan, more and more chanting of the holy name. There are many initiations this morning, almost 20 initiations. Later today at 12 o'clock will be a yajna for second initiations. And Gurudev has just been, you know, with us all morning for hours. Would you like to say something else, Annapurna?
I just want to tell everyone that this mission here is a revolution and it's going to change the world. It's so inconceivably inspiring being here. Every single devotee is completely 24 hours a day dedicated. Not only are they dedicated, but they're so happy. They can sleep in a room with 40 other people, take cold showers, anything, but they're happy in their service. Every time I see them, they're always happy and they're always giving honor to others. They're humble, they're tolerant, they're sweet, simple-hearted, beautiful devotees, and Gurudev loves them all so much, and I've been blessed, and I feel so fortunate to have come here, and I cannot think of many other words to say how amazing this mission is, and Sri Padavadut Maharaj blows my mind every time I see him. He's dancing. He seems to be dancing in his service, serving the devotees, accommodating everyone, and perfectly serving Srila Gurudev, making Gurudev laugh.
Last evening we had one of many Govardhan Puja celebrations, which included honoring the deities with a large Govardhan hill, which Gurudev got to see being brought to the deities. Do you want to talk a little bit about the celebration last night?
Well, after I finished cooking, I got to attend the festival, and I got to see the program Sri Padavadut Maharaj put on. There was classic Indian music. Rohini Shakti spoke about her ashram in Brazil. There was a flute offering to Srila Gurudev. A man from China came and offered him a beautiful flute offering, and Gurudev was very happy with that. And after Srila Gurudev left the temple room, there was a beautiful arati with a 108 ghee lamp. Later that night, I got to attend the program, and I was just happy watching the devotees take prasadam. I just sat there and looked at them all, and there was hundreds and hundreds of devotees. The temple room was full, the prasadam room was full of devotees, happily taking prasadam. And Avadhoot Maharaj and the Pujari and the Namoy here were standing at the altar, handing out the Govardhan Hill to all the devotees. And Avadhoot Maharaj looked like he was in complete bliss. I can't think of what else to say. I'd just like to thank you all for listening. And my dhanyavads.